Friday is Juneteenth, the day Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other elected officials around the country have declared a celebration day, commemorating the day in 1865 when slavery was abolished in the United States. This is Lisa Berry, and we've been talking to community voices in Washtenaw County to hear what they think and how they feel about Juneteenth, especially this year.
My name is Charles Wilson, and I work for the Washtenaw County Health Department, where I supervise our Community Health Promotion Division. You know, I've got to be honest. I haven't celebrated it every year. I've acknowledged it. I realize that it's not something that I've emphasized both personally, professionally, or within my own family. And I have to admit there's some conflict about that as to why I have not. This year, I want to do something that where I can engage my family to create some awareness and some tradition of them around Juneteenth. The things that we do as far as a family is centered around food. And that's a pretty strong traditional African-American sort of gathering space. And I mean, it is with others, with other ethnic groups as well, but particularly with African-Americans. And I know with my own family growing up, our ability to communicate over a meal in an authentic, safe space way is really important. I have three daughters, ages 16, 19, and soon to be 21. So we're talking about adult children. They have interesting perspectives around how that they, young African-American women, how they want to be viewed by their peers and by society as a whole, but also the impact that they want to have as African-American women. And I think that starting with Juneteenth can be one of those sort of starting points in which they can build on how they want to be viewed and how they want to impact the world. It's been very heart-heavy in talking with my children. My youngest daughter in particular, her coping mechanism has been to protect herself. She's asked her mom and I for different ways to protect herself physically. And I have to admit, if I'm being totally honest, that was very disheartening to hear the fear in her voice. My wife was just, there was a lot, there was angry and it was anger and sadness in her response and a general feeling of just being emotionally exhausted with George Floyd's death in particular. And so I think that Juneteenth can be an opportunity for us to collectively respond as a family. And I'll just reiterate what I've been really saying for probably the past 6 months, even prior to George Floyd's death. And that's that I think it's important for white people to talk to other white people about racial injustice, both from a historical perspective and also from a more contemporary standpoint, and really talk openly and honestly about what can be done, because race has often been said that it's a social construct, and if that's indeed true, if it was constructed, it also means that it can be deconstructed. For me, that's the message that I've been trying to articulate in as many arenas and conversations as I can.